Chapter 20, if you have it, Matthew chapter 20. This last week we traveled down to Dalton and they gave me this, they gave me these sessions to preach for this youth type revival. It's called D-Now, and it was really awesome. But one of the sessions, the last session actually, was Matthew chapter 20. And it's this parable that we're going to preach or teach on tonight, more teaching than preaching, really. And God really, man, done something. I've read this so many times, studied on it, but I never really like, it never just rang a bell. You know, it just never like, there's some things when you preach them or teach them or read them, it's just, man, it just makes sense to me. I see it. But when I got this and I started going over it, it was the last session, but so I kept spacing it out by doing more work on the front end of the first two sessions. And I had a day to work on that last session. So I figured, I said, all right, that last session, I'm really going to get focused on this Matthew chapter 20. And then when I went into it, I thought, man, this is not going to be the best session. I thought it was going to be the least of the lessons. But then I got into it and I found that it's great. I mean, really great. I'm gonna try to cultivate this message into something I can use for the next few years because there's so much power in it. It reveals who God is. It reveals who we are as a church, as believers. It reveals how our attitude should be. I think that might be the key, how our attitude as believers should be, especially towards God and towards other believers, and towards people who God brings in to faith. Okay, does that make sense? Towards God, towards other people in the faith, and towards God, towards people that bring that God brings into faith. We're in Matthew chapter 20, guys. Matthew chapter 20. So with that being said, I'm going to jump in there. Matthew chapter 20 is where we're at. In the first verse, "For the kingdom of heaven is like." That's how it starts. Do y'all see that? Matthew chapter 20, verse 1, "For the kingdom of heaven is like..." Okay, so we'll jump right in there. "So for the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder or owns a vineyard or a landowner, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard." Okay, now listen, this is, I love this. It says like. It's not the way exactly it is. It's like this, okay? So when you're reading it, and I'm going to be honest with you, when I read this parable, when I studied this parable out, I'm like the people who came into the vineyard early. So I have to be honest with myself here, right? But when I see this, I've got to understand a couple of things off this first verse. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a householder which went out early in the morning to hire laborers for the vineyard. He is the landowner, okay? God owns the earth, amen? It's His, okay? He hires the laborers. He chooses who to hire, okay? So that's two things we want to look and understand. It's his choices. It's His decisions. We want to write those things down because they're going to be continuous. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 20. It's just a continuous thing in this that we got to remind ourselves this is God's plan, God's vineyard, God's land, God's operation. And we might want to write this down too and maybe think about this. It's not our way. That might be one of the biggest kickers in church, period. We don't get to do it our way. Okay? We don't. It's God's way. And it's His way in the Word. It's the way the Spirit, but it's not our way. And I'm telling you, when you get into this parable, you're going to realize I wouldn't do it that way. I wouldn't do it that way at all. But I'm glad God does it the way He does it. Amen. I am so glad He does it His way. Let's get into that second verse. "And when He had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, He sent them into the vineyard." Now, He went out early. I want you to get this. This is probably, I'm just going to guess at the days, but all these are periods and times of the day, but you can always take this and say it this way. Because like a day, it's a lifetime. Okay, this is kind of like a day is a lifetime. All right, so early, okay, early in the gospel, early in the church, early in the day. He went out in the very early morning. Great parable. He's a landowner. He needs some people to work his vineyard. So he goes out early in the morning. about sunup, 6 o'clock, because he's wanting to get to work early. So he goes out there and he finds the ones there early, right? Now these, when I first started studying this and thinking about it, maybe these are some of the people that are kind of like suspected, you know, like, yeah, they need to be, like the apostles and the disciples. And, you know, we kind of look at them sometimes and we're like, man, we can't really see ourselves in that same light. You know what I mean? Because they were there early in the thing, right? But we're going to give you another example, somebody early, but I wanted you to see that as we kind of look at them like, man, they got up, they were out there looking for some work early. They were out there looking for something, right? We'll get into another aspect of it, but I want you to see early in the morning. But man, that penny bothers me. You know what I mean? I mean that penny. But you know, let's not get hung up on it. But you know what I mean? It's not a great wage. But once you understand when he's comparing it to heaven, because I in my nature I kind of want to kick this back to work every time. I want to kick it back to work. That's how my mindset is. He's sending me to work. But literally what he's saying is this is the way the kingdom of heaven is. It's like a vineyard, right? It's almost like a job, but it's not. So you got to understand that penny is really nothing. The thing about it is the benefit is the vineyard. The benefit is the owner of the vineyard. That's the real payday, right? Goodness, I have a hard time getting through that though, because I'm always like, that penny, man, I think I would have drove a harder bargain, you know? Right, but y'all stick with that and think about it. And when he had agreed with the laborers, verse 2, for a penny, he sent them into his vineyard. And I bet they were kind of, if y'all are like me, let's kind of take this into salvation. Let's talk about early church. We're talking about, Day of Pentecost. We're talking about the first church. When you read the book of Acts, you know how they got, man, they were excited. They were accused of turning the world upside down, right? That was the church. Man, they were out there doing things and getting in trouble and getting ran out of Jerusalem and went into the Hogan's preaching the gospel and doing all this. They were excited. Man, they went into the vineyard excited. They went in the vineyard talking about, man, I can't believe we got this. This is awesome. All right? Now let's leave this penny thought out of our mind. Let's just think, man, how they were running in that vineyard. They were like working. I mean, blood, guts, and a whole lot of danger. I'm talking about, you know. Just and you can take it over to work somewhat, but you know they're doing all the heavy lifting. You know what I mean? All the start. You know, and I love that, and I love to think about that. But I think there was such an excitement and a realness, right? Yes, I'm in Christ, right? I'm in the vineyard. Yes, amen. We kind of, if we're not careful, we lose that a little bit. Verse 3, and he went out, and he went about the third hour, maybe about 9 o'clock, and saw the others standing idle in the marketplace. Now these guys, they're idle in the marketplace. I mean, they're just, maybe not, they didn't get up at 6. They weren't down there looking for work. They were kind of like, maybe I want a job, maybe I don't. Maybe I want to go to the vineyard, maybe I don't. They're just kind of like, maybe walking, you know. But God chose them too, right? 3 hours later, God chooses them too. It's a crazy thing. It's still kind of early in the day. Hey, you guys want to go get in my vineyard? You guys want to do this? And they're like, yeah. You know, what are you paying? And we're paying that penny. You're like, okay, you know, beats better than no penny. And what we're doing now, we ain't really doing anything. Our lives are idle. You might want to write that down, idle. It's just you're just kind of running around. You ain't really getting anything done. Ain't doing nothing. That's kind of how we are as non-Christians, non-believers. We ain't really doing anything for anybody but ourselves. We're idle. You know, we're just idle. We're really not doing anything. We're not getting anything done with our lives. We might be thinking we are, but as far as the kingdom of God, we're not at all. Yes. Matthew chapter 20, and that was about verse 3, this will be verse 4. No, you're welcome. And he said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. That same amount, right? Whatever's right, that same amount. I love that. And again it went about the 6th hour and the 9th hour and did likewise. Man, he goes out again at about lunchtime, about noon. And about 3 hours after, about 3 o'clock, he's going back out there. And And it says they're doing the same. They're just idling. They're just kicking down the road. Now listen, I hope you are starting to put this together. This is the kingdom of heaven. And these are the times of life in which God comes and gets certain people. Amen? Everybody don't come when they're 9. Everybody wasn't raised in church. Everybody didn't come when they were like 12. And life kind of clicks on for some people and they don't realize it. But God meets them in the heat of the day, in the middle of your life, right past the middle of your life. Amen. I'm right there. I mean, God starts getting me about noon in my life. Man, that's good, ain't it? And they're doing the same. They're just their life's like an idol. I look back at my life when I was lost, and I think, man, what a waste. Not as much for what I maybe have done that for my life, but I'm talking about for the kingdom of God, man. I'm thinking, if I would have really been plugged in when God first called me to preach when I was 8, wow, how much more effective would I have been? Or how about the multiple times after that he tried to interrupt my life, but my life was idle. So I'm kicking on about 12 o'clock. I'm in the 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock crowd. If I want to be funny about it, he picked me up about 1:15. Okay? But I'm so glad he did. Amen? And even for that 1 o'clock crowd, you know, even for that 12 and that 3 o'clock crowd, man, you remember, man, you got in the back of that. I put it in a different kind of time frame. I know it's third world country, but I'm thinking like old pickup truck pulling up on the corner and there's some people out to get in the back. And that, you know, they're all like, man, I can't believe we're going to work. All right, you know, kind of excited. Like, man, it's kind of late in the day. Now, hey, can y'all kind of take this to another level with me real quick? As soon as they get out of the truck, however they got there by donkey or by foot, or when they walk out in the vineyard, they see how much work has already been done. They see the other people working. And can you now kind of start seeing the church and kind of how like some people been there a while, most of their lives. Some people have been there a couple of 3 hours, but it's still early. But now you're coming into the middle. You're coming in the middle, everything seems like. All excited, tore up. These guys are starting to get tired. They're starting to show a little wear and tear. Because they've been plowing and planting and cutting and pruning and doing all the hearts. They've got all the bruises and the welts and everything. And all of a sudden, you know, and here you are, man, you're just running full blast. You know? Yeah, they're all coming in there and all of a sudden you're like, have you ever had somebody come in to work late? And you've been working for a while, and they're all like hyped up on coffee and energy drinks, and they're like, hey man, we're all here, yeah. And you're like, well, yeah, I bet you are having a time of your life. We got here at dark, right? So you got to start seeing this kind of how it is, right? The excitement has worn off on the 6 o'clock crowd, the 9 o'clock crowd, right? But I want you to also start kind of challenging yourself. Don't let it. You're still in the vineyard. You still got hired. The benefit is the vineyard owner, the being in the vineyard. You should be like, praise God, I can't. And excited for the help. Instead of looking at the help as, you know, he's going to ruin everything. Wait, I want you to get this. I want you to hear it because this is, God started developing this message a little bit deeper because, man, those new people, guess what they're going to start doing? They're going to kind of want to do something their way. That's not the way we did it at 6 and 9, okay? And that's not what we did here 30 years ago, and that's not what we're doing here 15 years. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Because that's absolutely going to happen because somebody's going to come along and you know what? Maybe even say something like this. Hey, there's an easier way. That's the worst thing in the world to hear sometimes. There ain't no easier way. Right? No, there is. Let me show you. And you know what? They'll bring some joy back and excitement back when you start to see, wait a minute, more workers means more work getting done. More workers means new ideas. Maybe I don't have to work as hard. We can, here's a term for you. We can work smarter, not harder. Oh my goodness. But you almost hate it because you're looking at these punks who just walked in, right? Anybody, right? God, why are you letting these people come in here? They're going to ruin my church. Ruin my minute. Ruin my pew. Ruin my... What? What's church without people? It's dead. You ain't got a ministry. You got stuff. And it'll decay. It'll get old too. Amen? Is this helping you? Because it helps me. And again, he went in the sixth hour and the ninth hour and did likewise. And about the... This is the best. Verse 6 gets me. It's a gut shot. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle and said unto them, why stand ye here all the day idle? God even had the question. He asked him. You notice he didn't ask everybody else that question. He just said, do you want to go? Right? He asked him. He goes, why are you standing here all day? Why have you wasted all this? Right? The 11th hour is like, there's only one more hour left. Does God want anybody on the 11th hour? Aren't you glad God wants people in the 11th hour? Because guess what? God's going to save some people in the 11th hour that nobody else wanted or nobody else thought would get it. And some of those people are going to be people that you love a whole lot. Amen? Some of those people are going to be people you're going to be like, man, I didn't think. Right? I love this. Watch. They say unto him, because no man... What verse? Look at 7. Watch. They say unto him, because no man hath hired us. He saith to them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. What he's saying, he goes, I'm going to give you the same price, same value. 11th hour? This is starting to hurt my work brain. Amen? Come on, y'all, so, don't look, there's only a handful of us in here. Look, man, don't act so spiritual right here. You know this is real. If you put this in a work terminology, if you had been working all day long and the last hour you seen the truck pull up and dudes and people and ladies and jumped off the truck and was like, where do I work? You're like, are you serious? Right?
Yeah.
Are you crazy right now? This don't make any sense to anybody but God. But I'm glad it makes sense to God. I'm glad it makes sense to God. Well, I hear this a lot, and you hear this a lot. We're hearing this a lot. We're living in the last days. God could come back anytime. This is prime time. Maybe this is the 11th hour. What if our church really begins to grow in the next year or two, but it's the people at the 11th hour, and they start bailing off in here, and we look at them, and we kind of get that attitude by like, hey, you weren't here at 6. And by that time, I'm going to be honest with you, the 12 o'clock crowd, the 3 o'clock crowd would even be like, you're right. Right? Because that's how church is. If you stick around 3, 4, 5, 6 years, you're them now. You are a part of us. Amen? So all of a sudden, then when people walk in, you're like, what are they here for? Right? What are they about? When we're... What kind of life they living, you know? What? God said, hey, what are you doing on the 11th hour? Why have you been... Listen to their response. Nobody wants us. So the ones that nobody else wants, when everybody else has rejected God, listen, I believe the last people that will come into faith are going to be the wildest group of people. I mean, we're going to be really blown away. But God's going to do something special with this. This is going to hurt. This is kind of going to hurt. I'm going to preach it the way God let me see it. He might develop this later on in a different way, but y'all are going to kind of see how I see it. And God told me a long time ago when I first started preaching, preach it the way you see it. He develops the film later on, a little bit more depth. But this is the second time I've ever preached this. So I'm developing it. I've seen it the way I see it. Watch this right here. And they say unto him, because no man hires. Verse 8. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his stewards, call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. Now listen, at first, this is how I seen it. He says, all right, everybody line up to get paid. All the guys who got here at the 11th hour, get up front. But see, I seen it a little bit different. Than at first, I was kind of like, whoa. And then I was like, but wait a minute. If I'd have been the 6 o'clock guy or the 9 o'clock guy, I would have been at the back of the line going, I know what he's doing. I know exactly what he's doing. He don't want to pay me so much more in front of them. That's what he's doing. He's seen me work all day. Let's just break it down. He's seen me work my whole life in church. He's seen us come in and do the work from early in the day all the way. He's seen us early church members who started the church, right? Jesus is the cornerstone, but we set the next brick, right? Y'all get that, right? So guess what? He's seen us. So God, what he's going to do is he's going to save the best for last. That's it. That's what they're thinking. He's going to save the best for last. I mean, I'm telling you right now, that 6 o'clock crew back here in the back is going, man, they're going to get blown away. I mean, we're going to get multiple pennies. Right? Yeah. We're just going to, man, he's just going to blow them away. He don't want to embarrass them, right? But I love God, don't you? Man, he does this so good. He lines up the ones who came in last first. Whew. I wonder if he does that because how much faith it's going to take to be the last people to come in. Do you know how, you know, can I preach to you for a minute about this? Have you seen how the world's getting right now? Everything the Bible is wrong in today's society. Everything we preach, everything we believe, everything we trust in, everybody would say you're a hater, you're closed-minded, that's not right, that's wrong, they teach against it. If you say I believe in biblical values, I mean, man, but could you imagine being somebody going, I believe that. And I'm coming in on the last days, because it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better, it's going to get worse. I hate to tell you, the world's going to get worse. The Lord can't come back if it gets better. Amen? But watch this. He lines them and he says, when they came and they hired the 11th hour received. Wait a minute. So when everybody came, verse 9, and when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house. Yes, they did. Can you see it? I don't know which one, hot temper, bad attitude, whatever it was. They forgot how it was when they first come in the vineyard. They forgot about it when God called them. They forgot about when God saved them. They forgot how wretched they were when they were lost. They just realized they'd been there a long time. But do you see them? I see it kind of like a movie. I see the first couple. They're like, yeah. Psst. Yeah. Right? Walking through the crowd, looking at them, mad at the 11, won't even look at the 11 o'clock people, right? And then look at everybody else with disgust. But guess who else they're looking at with disgust? God. You didn't do me no better than this, right? And I think the last person, that real bad attitude person, and I could probably get there myself. Is this it? What's wrong with you? Haven't you seen what I've done? Haven't you? Because if you're not careful, if we be honest as a Christian, we can get into the thing where we start building up a little resume of who we are and what we've done, and we forget of who he is and what he did. Amen? Amen. Because if he had never called us and he had never asked us, we'd still be out. We wouldn't be in. We'd be out. Right? And I get it. I can do this real quick. When I see somebody, you know, they're not grateful. Like, yeah. I didn't do what I did. Oh, guess what? God don't care anything about my list. And when it's all said and done, listen, we get to heaven. People talk about this all the time. We get a crown when we get to heaven. Everybody in heaven will take those crowns off and throw them at the feet of Jesus. That means in heaven, the people who have crowns don't look at the crowns and go like, man, look what I did. We look at the one who said, hey, we don't even deserve a crown. Without you, there is no crowns. Right? What's this right here? Verse 11. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, verse 12, saying, these last have wrought but 1 hour. And thou hast made them equal unto us, which has borne the burden and the heat of the day. Good questions. Good questions. But do you think we could really handle how God is? Because what's God? God is not church political. God's God. I'll tell you. Y'all won't believe me, but watch this. But he answered, that's the owner of the vineyard, God. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I love that. Never mind. Friend. If God has to call you friend, I'm sorry. Friend, I do thee no wrong. Did thou not agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is and go thy way, and I will give unto this last even as unto thee. You know what he just told him? If you don't like it, leave. I'm sorry. We can't handle that. We ain't never been able to handle that in church world. God said, if you don't like it my way, go do it your way. I don't. Take your stuff and leave. Because the way I do things is there's nobody any better than anybody else in the kingdom of God. Nobody. The ones that came in last are just as valuable to me as the people who came in first. What I want you to do is I want you to adjust your attitude. I want you to get right with me. I want you to understand that God saved me. This is like heaven. It's not heaven. Guess what? Without Christ Jesus saving us from our sins, I don't care if you're the first person saved or the last person saved. The first person saved, the first people, the oldest people in the church should be cheering on the middle-aged people, the young people, and the people who came in last. We should have an attitude is, praise God, He keeps saving people and sending them in to our church, our ministry, our lives. Praise God, we need them. We want them. If God wants them, we want them. If God needs them, we need them. Praise God, they're valuable. That's how every person should be. This parable changes my attitude. I need to be grateful for being in Christ Jesus. I need to look to God and say, you are the operator of the earth. You are the operator of the kingdom of God. You are the operator of my life. I am not in charge. And I don't do things your way. And when it comes to other people, our hearts should be this way. God save them all. And if I can help in any possible way to help them grow, I will. Just lead God and direct me into that path of helping them. Amen. And don't let me hurt them. Don't let me do something that will cause them to look at you differently. Because we are the direct representation of Jesus Christ. We are the ones that He left here. We say this a lot. It's very cliche. We are the hands and feet of Christ. I hope when we're all said and done that God said, you know what? Your church needed a lot of handicap stickers. Because you were the hands and feet of Christ, but you really didn't do anything with it. Right? You sat idly by and didn't do anything. So guess what? This thing changed me in the way I think. Man, God is going to be saving people all the way up until the very last hour before He comes back, before that last trump sounds. Wouldn't you like to be a part of that? Here's how I tied this up. And this is how I want to tie it up. I think about the first person. And I'm not saying this is kind of the first, but the thief on the cross. He's one of the first recorded people to believe in Jesus Christ outside the apostles and disciples. Can you see him in heaven? He's your 6 o'clock crowd. He's been around. He's been in paradise with heaven with Jesus ever since the day that they went together off the cross. Amen? Can you see him? For everybody that's come into the kingdom of God. Amen? We just celebrated Miss Reba going into heaven, right? You know what? The thief on the cross was like, welcome. Man, it's awesome to have you. Because you must have been here for a long time, over 2,000 years. But we're glad to have you. That's the way the kingdom of heaven is. Amen? That's the way the kingdom of heaven is. the first person in is just as happy for the next person to come in. The church should be that way. We should be that way. We should be praying, man, God, send us to people that nobody else wants. Amen? Because we sure want them, because we know you want them. Let's all stand.